In the Palm of Her Hand, Part 3. Bree stripped down completely nude, his excitement obvious, and standing at full salute for his hot femdom wife. Nora sauntered over to him looking rather like a pinup model. Ray wasn't enveloped in her intoxicating perfume. She also had what he called the mistress glow. Nora always looked a bit more animated when she was putting him through the paces, and tonight was no different. She pulled out what appeared to be a leather strap with round metal snaps. What the fuck is this, he thought. Nora took this odd-looking contraption and deftly snapped it around Ray's aching cock and balls. She looked deeply into Ray's eyes and snapped the metal part of the leash into the rings. She turned on her heels with it over her shoulder, tugging and pulling him along like a puppet. Ray had never felt more excited, astonished, and owned, having his junk at the mercy of his wife. Nora instructed Ray to get on all fours on the bed. He complied while she sensuously rubbed up against him as she pulled the leash between his legs and fastened it tightly to the headboard. As you can imagine, this put some strain on the jewels, and Ray groaned a bit. Nora just ignored his stifled pleas. She pulled out a purple strapless strap-on and placed it inside herself. She sauntered over to Ray and told him to suck it. Before he could protest, she shoved it in his mouth and whispered, "Suck it, bitch." Ray was stunned. She never called him that before. He shuddered and got goosebumps at how his hot femdom wife was. Before he knew it, Nora had fucked his face hard and changed position. He squirmed a bit, and Nora slid her strap on inside of him. She reached down and cupped his ball sack in her hands and said, "From now on, this is how you're going to view our relationship," she said curtly. What do you mean?" Ray stuttered. "I'm always going to have you by the balls, Ray," she purred. She picked pace now, placing her hands on his hips. She thrust into his ass deeply. Ray involuntarily exploded in his submissive ecstasy while Nora fucked him hard. They both fell in the bed, deliciously exhausted. "I love you, mistress," he whispered. She smiled and kissed him on the forehead. "I know," she smirked.